Why do we create art? We create art to express emotion. This is The Superintendent by Elizabeth Huey. Some of Huey's work deals with the way mental illness and psychiatry were perceived in the 19th century.
My world is open, filled with shadows and freedom. My gardens are filled with all my good friends, and each of my enemies live in my beautiful palace. My life is exciting, empty and boundless, always sitting here in my open world of vast architecture, with bat-inspired buildings and gothic arches, where vague shapes pass before my eyes, through the black sky they float, and I try and help them, but they are my enemies. They shoot my body and scar my mind. I built this place for them, my friends, where they can roam free through the vast openness and Victorian arches. They can be healed of their disease. Here on my throne, I am king, of my beautiful castle with healing gardens and caring empty rooms filled with blinding light. I wear a box as my crown, and it shuts my face in, away from your mythic reality. I am blind to the real world, but I enjoy my architecture much more anyway. So I created a kingdom behind my eyes, where I am king. Soon to be lobotomized, I will run from this world and let my friends die, for I am a human, an organism, a body, an idea, nothing. But was I right?
Could you tell whose perspective this was told from? Sensory deprivation boxes were used for treating mental health patients in the 19th century. This method, along with many others, were carried out in asylums like the ones depicted in this painting. The buildings in this painting are modeled after asylums built by Thomas Story Kirkbride, a pioneer in American psychiatry. He believed in using open spaces to help treat mental illnesses. He also believed in using large Victorian buildings to pacify his patients. Huey questions the ethics of Kirkbride's methods. She expresses the emotion of mental patients through the five depictions of Kirkbride. The diverse illustration of emotions helps evoke the feeling of confinement each patient experienced. Does this painting evoke an emotional response within you?